This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
If you've ever listened to any preaching here from this pulpit, any length of time, you know that I tell stories. I'm a believer in telling stories because people remember stories long after they have forgotten a message. Long after you've forgotten a sermon, you will remember a story. And it's very common, almost every week in 30 years, I've had this happen almost every Sunday, someone will come out and tell me, that story you told about Megan, or that story you told about the other person, I can relate to that, that's my story, that's what happened to my brother, that's what happened to my sister, and people connect with stories. They put themselves in the story. And so I'm used to having people tell me that kind of thing. But there was one time where I was visibly moved because I didn't know what to do with a person who so identified with the story, and I want to tell you the story. I was invited to speak at a church in San Diego, California. The only people I knew at the church were the minister and his wife. That's all I knew. They were friends of mine from Texas, and I went and spoke at his church at his invitation. I told a story from the pulpit that I've told here. It happens to be about a guy from Columbus, Tom Hennen, who was an astronaut in the space shuttle program, went to high school in the southeast side of Columbus, came back to Columbus after his space shuttle mission and talked about the journey. And you could have heard a pin drop when Tom Hennen told the story about how the night before the launch, NASA officials came to his cabin. You could see the shuttle and the lights in the distance. And he said, they came to my cabin and they handed me blank pieces of white paper with pens and a brown manila envelope to seal. And they said to him, write letters to your family just in case. And so Tom Hennen said, you don't know how sobering it is to take paper and pen that's just been handed to you. And he said, I sat down at this little desk in my little cabin waiting to launch the next day, and I wrote a letter to my wife just in case. And I wrote a letter to my son and my daughter just in case. I wrote a letter to my mom and dad just in case. The last thing that they would ever see from me. It was very sobering, he said, to write those letters. And you've heard me tell that story. I'm telling the story in San Diego. And over on my right, about the third or fourth row, there wasn't a man there weeping. There was a man sobbing to the point where it was, a little disconcerting as I'm speaking. He was crying into a handkerchief as I'm telling the story. I didn't go to the back to shake hands. When I was done, I went to him and said, sir, what's wrong? What did I say that upset you? And he said, I did this week the very thing you told about Tom Hennen. I just found out I've got 4 to 6 months left to live. And this week I was writing letters to my wife and to my children and to my parents and to my brothers and sisters. And he said, I couldn't believe it. Here I did it this week and I come to church and somebody who doesn't even go to church here is speaking and you talk about the very thing I'm dealing with. What's my point in telling the story about the story? We're all writing letters. You're writing a letter today, the way you treat your spouse. You're writing a letter the way you treat your children. You're writing a letter the way you talk to your parents. You're writing a letter about the way you relate to coworkers. And hopefully your letter says this, I'm somebody who's not obsessed with the date of Christ's coming, but I do believe he's coming back. And I'm prepped, I'm not panicked, but I'm prepared for his return. I'm ready for the Lord to come back. For why? Because Paul said, we're to be ready. We're to be prepared.
Well, we conclude this message from 1 Thessalonians 5 tomorrow. I want you to hear the conclusion to this message about the Lord's return. The Lord's going to come back because he promised to come back. That's his word to you and to me.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.